Yo, 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 you know what this is. We back. It's Everyday Life with Rook.
And Fino.
Come on, man. You know how we coming, man. OG, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, huh? Yeah. How was your week?
Hey, look, it was dope. I've been sitting here waiting to get back here and do this.
Like, I feel you.
Yeah, man. So that's been the mood. That's been my whole look. That's what's been pushing me. I was like, yo, we got all kinds of stuff coming up, man. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Make sure you go out and support any organization you can that's supporting breast cancer awareness, man. Pink Toba, all that, you know. Make sure you get that on your to-do list, man. Be aware. Exactly. On top, man. I wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere, man. So, yeah. But really, though, what's going on is you did your early voting.
Yes, I did.
How was your early voting, brother?
It was great. It was simple. It was easy. I got up that morning. Well, at first, you know, that night before, I was talking to my mom and dad. I was like, hey, I want to go early vote tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah? She was like, cool, we can do that. And I was like, that's what I want to do. So got up, 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, all hyped to go up there.
Lit, ready to
go. You know what I'm saying? Got up there, I did it in 10 minutes.
Crazy.
Flat. You know what I'm saying? The process was, let me see your ID. Showed him my ID. He checked to see was I registered to vote.
Yeah.
I was. He gave me my ballot. He told me, you know what I'm saying, what to do. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a private section over there where I could just go over there in my little private space.
In your little booth.
In my little booth. And you know what I'm saying? And vote. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it got 5 questions on there. You know, Kanye's name is not on our ballot. Just want to let everybody know that. Now, you could have wrote his name. You can write anybody's name in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's a spot on there for you to write in who you want to be the president or the senator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Mayor
saying? You can write it in there. You got them 2 questions on there. And then you got the 3 little questions for, you know, our county. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got 3 little, you know, questions that we can vote on.
Yeah.
And I was able to vote on that. Okay, when I finished, they had a brother, Chief Milner. Everybody around here should know Chief Milner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You go over there and you run your own ballot through, it's like a little copier. So it ain't nobody else handling that. It's you. You run it through, it'll say yes. You have voted.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody else handling your ballot. Well, at this particular polling place, which is 3300 Kings Mountain Road,
yeah,
in Martinsville, Virginia, that's for Henry County voters.
But that's what Trump trying to, you know, he trying to deter everybody from doing the, you know, early voting and stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
Trying to make it seem like it's not gonna be fair. No, you just finna lose, dude.
Yeah.
You just finna lose, man. So all in all, your experience was
great. You know what I'm saying? And like I was learning this morning, we got over 21 million early ballots cast in the election so far.
That's gangster. And I still didn't register for my damn self.
Oh,
I want to put that out there.
Oh, so,
like, damn, Fino, did you get to register? No, I didn't.
But
it's
you
always
able
next year. It's
to
always,
do it. In the next election. That's really all.
I'm going to have my shit together before the election time.
In 2 years.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to have my shit together before that. You know, I just missed this go round.
But like I said, we got 21 million early ballots already cast. That's up 367% since 2016.
367%?
Yeah, it's up 367%. So, okay, but I did see some, you know, places where it was taking a long time. And I looked at this, and this man said he waited 5 hours to vote in Nightingale, North Carolina. If everybody don't know what Nightingale, North Carolina, that's up by the Raleigh, Durham area.
Okay.
He said he waited 5 hours, but he still voted. But then, it was another case, this lady was talking about it. She said she got off, you know, she get off work, and she's like, she didn't vote because it was too long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you do, well, I think it's in North Carolina, it's up to October 31st too. But in Virginia, it's up. You can early vote up to October the 31st. You know what I'm saying? That's in Martinsville and Virginia. You got up until October 31st.
That's dope. That's dope. Keeping them informed.
You know what I'm
keeping
saying?
Keeping them informed, man. So, hey, that's gangster, man. You go out there, cause like you know, throughout the whole process, you've been taking this shit serious. Like,
yeah.
Like, people don't understand, like, it's detrimental. Gray was saying that, man. Like, you know, your life depends on this shit, man. Some people may not think that, but you're not looking at the logistics of it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Something else that I want to point out. In Michigan, they just now came up with a law that bans guns at polling places, clerk's offices, and places where absentee ballots will be tallied. You got to be 100 feet away. So how do you feel about that? As far as you, why do you need a gun at the voting, at the ballot box?
Why they felt the need to put that out there, like, it ain't no guns need to be around. Shit done got crazy.
No, I'm asking, why do you need your gun at the polling place?
Cause them folk gonna act a damn fool.
I'm saying why are they bringing their guns to the polling place?
Intimidation.
Yeah, okay.
Intimidation. To me,
yeah,
it would be intimidation to try to deter people from, like, you know, they're showing their power, feel like they're flexing their power, and you know what who they're standing with when they go to these polls. Dude already said he gonna dispatch 50,000 poll watchers or something like that. You know what I mean? To stand around the poll. Who does that?
I don't know.
They putting all of these laws and shit in place because of the shit that he's saying.
Yeah.
Cause he know you gonna have your homegrown domestic terrorism people there.
Yeah.
You know, the wide open, the crazy white, whatever they call it, walking white boys, you know what I mean? They gonna be there.
Yeah.
So you know you gotta put that out there, like, hey, no guns here on the premises, you know what I mean? Straight up.
That concludes this.
Oh yeah, you already know. You already know. Yeah, that concludes this segment for our opinion with everyday life with Rook and Fino. Kind of just had a quick little pop up on me and shit. So you know what I mean. I ain't mean to mess nothing up. But this our opinion. This is our opinion section. Yeah. We're gonna be right back at you soon with some more shit. Believe that, man. We on this motherfucker live. Everyday life with Rook and Fino. What up, though? This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, and we back, man. This is the part two of the segment of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, short for BCAM, Pinktober, all that, you know what I mean? And we got a returning guest back with us, man. We have Gray Moore in the building, man. Can we get a round of applause for Gray? You know what I mean? And, you know, her being a breast cancer survivor is, you know, I'm going to kick this off, you know what I mean, letting you know, because me, myself, my mother's a breast cancer survivor, so just something I want to share with y'all. You know, being the son of a breast cancer survivor made me know that my mom was the toughest woman on earth. I mean, it's circa 1993, and my mom was going through radiology, losing all her hair, getting darker. I remember just frequent trips to NIH and to the airports. With my mom from different treatments, to pick my mom up from different treatments. And somehow she never let the pain show. This is the early 90s when breast cancer diagnoses were a death sentence, basically. But not for my mom. She persevered through everything, that through the treatment and all the chemotherapy, radiology, discomfort, appearance change, all that to be a strong, feisty woman that she is today. My mom's cancer has been in remission since 1995, and she's better than ever, still feisty. And so I just say, you know, face your fears, get yourself examined, know your status, man, be calm. That's what I got for that, to start off the segment. And it's just really important that I had to get that out there. So
that's right.
What you got, bro?
How you doing, Greg? what is breast cancer?
Breast cancer is, just basically cells that's in the breast that have grown out of control.
Okay. And what is the breast made up of?
It's made of ducts, you know, that includes the nipples and the milk ducts with baby for the milk to come out, fatty tissue. That's why they say some women have dense breast tissue. That means they have a lot of fatty tissue in their breasts, and lymph nodes and nodules and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, what was the first sign that something was wrong with your breasts?
I found really hard lumps in them. They weren't moving. They were just solid lumps and pain.
What did you do next?
I made an appointment with my primary doctor to get a mammogram.
Okay.
When she examined me and felt the lumps, then she said, yes, get you in for a mammogram.
Okay. What kind of doctor did you see?
I saw for which one, the mammogram or cancer?
Yeah.
Breast cancer doctor or oncologist.
Okay. So that's who specializes in breast cancer or oncologist?
Oncologist is a cancer doctor. It specializes in cancer, period.
Okay.
They have different areas of the body. Some might do spleen, and you know, it just depends on what they specialize in. She specializes in breast cancer.
What were your options?
Well, for me, mine was just chemotherapy hormone based on pill form, because I was all diagnosed zero, stage zero. I hadn't got to one yet.
Okay.
So that's a blessing.
They just said it was, let's try it with some chemotherapy pills.
And
she just told me the side effects, what was going to be and stuff. And
so y'all caught, you caught, you, you yeah, caught my catch early. It super early.
Yes.
That is a blessing, man. Like, that's dope. Wow.
Now, what causes breast cancer?
It could be genetics. It could be in your family, you know, runs in your family. You know, the old people say it might be what you eat and what you drink.
Okay.
Who knows what they put in food these days, you know. So it could be some of the red dyes, yellow dyes they put in different foods. It could be environmental. You know, you can live somewhere where you got toxic water, toxic air. Who knows? It's just one of those things that happens.
And could you tell our audience what the warning signs of breast cancer is?
Some of the warning signs that you can look for is, like I said, you can find lumps in your breast. You have discharge from your nipples that tend to smell really bad. The orange, I call the orange peel skin, is when you have dimplings in your breast, look like little dimples in your breast.
Okay.
Pain that just comes out of nowhere, it doesn't go anywhere. And if you just feel like, you know, something's wrong, you're losing weight, you know, you just feel like something's wrong, go get a mammogram. Go get it.
Okay,
definitely.
Alright. Is it an interchange of the size of your breasts? When, you know what I'm saying, is that one of the symptoms also?
Yeah, some women experience swelling in the breast.
Okay.
Some women don't. It's just, it depends on what kind of breast cancer you have. BBCA1, BBCA2. Is it metastatic? It means it breaks off and go to other parts of your body, or it just, you know, stays there. It just depends on the person.
Okay.
Everybody experiences cancer different.
Okay. So would you have pain in your breast also?
Yes, I still have it.
Oh, you still have it today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what kind of advice would you give to women right now? As early as what age would you tell them to go get a mammogram?
Well, the studies say supposed to be 40 and over.
Okay.
But for black women, I say as soon as you get to a point where you got your own insurance, like, you know, 20, go get a mammogram and stay on top of it. Get one every 2-3 years if you can.
Okay.
Stay on top of it, because as black women, when we get the cancer, it tends to spread fast.
Okay.
It tends to go fast.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes when they find you're already at stage 4.
Okay.
So go get those mammograms. Don't be scared. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you can't afford it or you don't have any insurance, you know, look around and have the mammogram buses that come in and they do the mammograms for you for free. It doesn't hurt. Like I said, it's just an inconvenience for a little bit, about a minute. We can afford that. This is your life you're talking about. So you can do an inconvenience for a minute to just get them done and get it over with.
You know, and when you say inconvenience, I don't even, you know, it's not even an inconvenience. It's a necessity. It's mandatory.
Yeah,
you know,
we need
it's just
to.
Like, you know, mandatory that you go do that, man. You know your status. Know your status, you know. You catch it early, you know, like Ray did.
Yeah.
Anything going on, you catch it early. So, you know, if you don't know your status, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's important. Dying.
Okay, we're going to shift gears right here. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on the contract with Black America?
Oh!
Okay, and then we're gonna also let you know it's...
Hey, you a smart dude, bro.
You know...
You a smart dude. You see how you swung all that? You put all that in that jello like that? That's why I work with you. That's why it's everyday life with Rookie Fino.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that, so, get your thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
CWBA.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a bunch of bull. Because... He knows, and everybody has seen what Trump has done for Black America.
Yeah.
Cut out all that bull talking about he done did more for Black Americans than anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that not true. Okay. If this man is sitting up here instructing his administration and people up under them to cut out any kind of training for racial inclusivity and all that stuff, what makes you think he gonna give you $500 billion for Black people? He's not gonna do a thing. He's gonna string you along like he did Steve Harvey and the rest of them that went up in sin when he first won. All he wants is that image of saying, look, I'm with Black men. Black men with me.
Yeah.
They got all these Black people following them because they are entertainers. They are rappers.
Yeah.
So he's doing what Trump want him to do. Telling people, don't go vote.
Cause and who is that?
Ice Cube.
Okay.
And he's telling people not to go vote. That's the wrong image. I understand these rappers and stuff are trying to help, but telling people not to go vote is not going to help us because we're not going to get our voices heard by that.
Okay.
If we go vote, at least we can affect some kind of change. I'm not saying Joe Biden is the perfect because I'm independent. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not saying he's the perfect candidate.
Okay.
But he has been in there and he has some kind of track record with Black people.
He has knowledge. He has knowledge of the job.
So you are okay with him telling Ice Cube, let's wait till after the election to talk about it?
He'll have more leverage then. Then he'll know what I can do. You can't tell somebody, okay, yeah, we're going to do this and not win.
Okay.
At least if he does, you know, win and then say, okay, now I got leverage. What do we need to work at? Okay, we got your ideas. These are my ideas. And work together. But just go in there and throw something down and say, look, this is what we want. No, you're not speaking for me. You're a millionaire.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what I have to do every day. You don't have to worry about if you're going to have to, you know, pay your bill or mortgage or rent or lights or whether you're going to get evicted tomorrow.
Yeah, we check the checks. We check the check, people.
Yeah.
You know, you got
just
your
trying
money.
To make it, just trying to keep the head
so do you? So do you like Joe Biden's plan, which is lift every voice?
Yeah, we all.
So have you read that?
Yes.
So have you read Ice Cube's plan?
Yes.
Okay.
There is
so I like that.
Hey, great read. She says she reads, man. Okay.
So what about... The platinum plan that Donald Trump had is 2 pages long. Ice Cube did not write this plan. He just
helped. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had some strategists, you know, some strategists to go in and write this plan. You know, so we're gonna have some more information about this.
Yeah.
But you know, the Congressional Black Caucus also has their own plan too.
Right. Right.
Really? So what do you feel about their plan?
Their plan is all inclusive. It got, you know, stuff for help Black women and the workplace, you know.
Okay.
You know, just different things like that. Ice Cube, his plan is just all about Black men.
So they're already oversaturated with plans.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, so you think he should have went and got with them?
Yeah.
He should have got with the Black strategists,
he
right?
He should have got with the Black leaders.
Yeah.
And said, you
who's
know
been doing this?
Who's been doing this? Or not even Black leaders, some people that represent their different districts and say, look, this is what I got. What do you think about this? Before you snuck off and go deal with Donald Trump. He wasn't going to tell us.
Yeah.
Katrina Pearson out of him.
Do you think, or and Rook, you too, I'm asking you this too, it's like it's our opinions or whatever. Do you think that Ice Cube didn't go to the black strategy because he didn't feel like that his people would get on board with him? Or do you feel like, you know,
he knew
with Trump he could get some cuts?
I think he knew that this plan wasn't. I think he thought he got his feelings hurt. Well, he didn't get his feelings hurt, but I thought he thought they were going to be like, okay, it's Ice Cube. We're going to be all over this planet.
Yeah.
And
That's what he thought. They were like, wait a minute, hold up. Let's see what's happened. Then he went to Trump. And, of course, Trump going to be like, let's do this.
Yep.
It's tremendous. It's bigly and whatever. And all he did was strung him along. That's all he did.
Because two years ago,
huge.
2 years ago, he released a record called Arrest the President.
Right. Remember, he got...
You know what I'm saying?
It's like he's straddling the... But, I mean, you know, this is Cube. But it feels like he's straddling the fence. But it also seems like he has good intentions. You know what I mean? Intention. Like, this... I don't want to just think that Ice Cube is being a... What's the word? Hotep?
Yeah.
I don't want to think that. And I don't want to just think that. I don't...
So what is a hotel?
I grew up listening to this nigga on Death Certificate.
Yeah.
You know what
America's
I mean?
America's Most Wanted.
Friday, nigga, yeah. Craig. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is
Are
a
we
hotel?
There yet? Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. For the kid, you know? It's for the kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So what is a hotel? You know,
I think y'all know
what is a hotel?
A hotel is a person pretending to be woke, but they really not. They are not, and they just want to.
They cap. Yeah,
basically.
Say, bro, they cap.
Yeah, basically, that's what they're. They want to be woke, but they're not. They're pretending to be woke. We're doing this for the people, but the stuff you spread it is more harmful to us than helpful.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what my sister was saying. Shout out to my sister, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Saying what a hotel was. I had to look that shit up. I was like, man, what the hell is a hotel?
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like 18% of black men support Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. This right now. And then in the last election, it was 11% who supported him. And 6% black women supported him.
It comes from the checks. Scammers are winning right now.
Yeah.
The checks they sending out, you know.
Yeah.
People are just, you know, people are taking advantage of the checks that they got, the breaks that they're getting. So, you know, people that ain't never experienced this before are looking at it like, damn, he ain't that bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start trying to find little things that make it okay to say that Trump is all right.
Yeah.
And I think I think the money that's coming in, he knows this, though.
Yeah.
This is a strategy that he knows is going to work with black folks and with people that's underprivileged, you know what I mean? This is, you know, people who had breaks for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time, man. And shit, I think that's where that percent, that boost come from.
Yeah.
From them checks.
And I guarantee you that if he wins, Ice Cube just gonna fade away.
Hey, I mean, if he do, I'ma say, yo, Cube. Like, Cube, what the fuck? If that happened, Gray, I'ma say, yo. You can't trust no damn body.
He already done told you what his plan for America is if he wins. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just money.
Yeah.
If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't.
You're going to still be trying to get it.
You're still going to be trying to get it.
Because look, man, we try to do our research on it. And like I say, I tell you, I like Cube. I hope that he trying in the better. I hope that he using his head. Because I hope and it don't just backfire on him and boom, he be assed out. So, crazy shit.
That's it right there.
That's it, yeah. So, this concludes, man. You already know how we rocking, man. It's Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, including Gray Moore. Thank you so much for your input and giving us your story on breast cancer awareness. Thank you so much, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Are you a gamer?
Yes.
You can't beat me. We already know that. That's what happened last week. You remember what happened last week? Tell them what happened last week. I wiped you out. I shut you down.
What? You ain't let him.
No.
You ain't let him beat you.
Old school. You let old school beat you, Mike.
You can't let old head beat you.
Nah, you definitely can't let an old head.
Got to sharpen up your skills.
Okay, we're going to ask some fun questions right here, Mike.
Okay.
What's your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
What's so good about
them? Has marshmallows.
That's the best part of the Lucky Charms, man. That's
it.
That's what makes it good.
Do you shoot like Steph Curry or Trae Young? Or are you better? Oh, you better?
He ain't even let you finish.
Yeah, he let me
it's
know.
It's better.
All right, now. Do you dunk your barbecue sauce?
Plain.
Oh, man, I messed that up, Michael. But we're going to keep on going. Do you dunk your nuggets in barbecue sauce or ranch?
Plain.
You plain, James?
You eat regular barbecue? I mean, regular nuggets?
Yes.
Hey, shoot. To each his own, buddy. To each his own.
He don't do no dunking, Fino.
Nah, he ain't doing no dunking.
Dunking it in his mouth.
Yeah, let me get that. I'm right. Okay. I ain't mad at you. To each his own.
Do you like gummy worms or gummy bears?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears. I'm going to bring you to them for, you know, next time I come over here. Mm. You know, so you got to remind me of that you like gummy bears. Okay, this is your last and final question. Do you want Burger King, Taco Bell, or Gray's Kitchen? You want Burger King?
Yes. Over Mom's Kitchen?
Over Mom?
Oh, man.
Man, Michael, she ain't gonna... Man, I don't know if that's gonna go right for you, man.
I don't know you gonna be getting no more nuggets. I don't know if you gonna be getting no more nuggets, buddy.
I don't know about that, Michael, man.
Hey, look, I got a question for you, too, and then that's gonna be the last question. What is your favorite sports team? It don't matter which sport. Whatever one you come up with. The Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes.
For sure. Champions. There you go. Just like Micah, man. You already know. And this concludes the 10 questions we have for Micah Jones on Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Let's go.
All right. Ah! Hey, Micah. All right,
Micah Jones in the building. Let's go. Okay.
All right.
For sure. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. You already know how we rocking, man.
Okay.
You already know. You already know how we coming, man. We in here today with a special little one of mine.
All right.
And we got at least 10 questions for young 1, 2, 3 young fee. So, my first question that I have for you is TikTok or Likee?
Likee.
Why do you like Likee more?
Because it's really fun and you really get to do a lot of dances and really a lot of cool stuff because you can create anything. You can draw on the little screen. It's a little thing that you can draw on the little screen and like you can play the song.
Yeah, gotcha.
And you just write it and then it will, and when you're done, you hit done and it's so cool. Okay. These little filters, the cat filter that I use.
Okay.
It's like kind of like a little emoji.
Okay. Do you like to rap or sing more?
Rap.
Word up. Mm-hmm. Let me hear some bars.
Okay. I got a red dog. I got a red dog. Yeah, yeah. Running around the street trying to get some red frogs and red pups. Kicking with my red ups. Hey, I've been working hard trying to get my grades up.
Hey!
My grades up. I will learn to stay up. Hey, hey, hey.
Bars! Hold up! Bars! I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay, okay. What's your favorite play from El Paral?
Favorite plate that I get every time from it is chicken and rice, and I like extra cheese because I like extra cheese on it. And it's their cheese is really good. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, who's your favorite rapper?
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay, that's crazy. That's crazy. You think about that tweet? Virginia Beach or Charlotte, North Carolina? Which is your favorite city to go to?
I really like Charlotte because it's really
what? Good. That's what's up.
All right, Sage, I got a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
How was your first week back in school?
I was really scared. I was really getting really scared because, you know, because you got to stay 6 feet apart, social distancing. And I really like going virtual, but at the same time, I actually wanted to go to school. So it was actually more easier when I went to school because we finished all our homework on our tablet, so we didn't have to come back home and do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So what did you miss the most about school?
Going on a playground.
Okay.
And let's see.
That's cool. And what do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun?
I usually
dance.
Dance and sing a lot. I really dance a lot in front of my parents. They'd be like, watch out.
Okay. Okay. What do you see yourself doing when you are 23 years old? What do you want to be?
I want to be a doctor, and okay. at the same time, I want to be an art teacher.
Okay.
Okay, okay, I like that.
Okay, and these right here, your fun questions right here, mm-hmm. Phoenix. Would you rather have your nails or your toenails painted?
My nails.
Okay. What color?
Let's see, blue, light blue.
Light blue?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like McDonald's McNuggets or Chick-fil-A nuggets?
Chick-fil-A nuggets.
And why? What kind of sauce you gonna put on them?
Barbecue.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Would you rather have cupcakes or duck donuts for your birthday party?
Cupcakes.
What kind?
Vanilla.
Okay, vanilla. Do you like rocking flip-flops? Your sandals or Crocs?
Crocs.
Okay. Okay, you like the Crocs?
Mm-hmm. Kids love them Crocs, man, don't they? Love them Crocs. Grown folk too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this your last question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you didn't deal with this yet. Because as a girl, you know, getting your hair fixed is a big deal. Would you rather have your hair braided or hot curl? I don't know if you done got yours hot curl yet. You know what I'm saying?
Hot curl.
Or pressed. What you know what that? You know what a press is? Oh, so she ain't got
where you straight, where you get your hair straight, right?
Hey, well, you ain't got that thing on the back of your neck yet. She ain't got that
you ain't
yet.
You ain't got the neck of the back of that neck brand, huh? Nah, she. I think you like you got braids, or you like your hair flat, straight, or you like braids?
I like my hair flat, cause mommy pulled my brains out.
That's right.
You already know what this is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook, Fino, and Phoenix, man. Y'all tap in. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. That's what's up.
That was dope.
You ready, Mike? Okay, come on.
We should have put them in here together. What's up, though? What's up? What's up, man? It's Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, man. Live on Spotify. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with us. We on Breaker Radio. We on Spotify. We on a couple other joints. But right now, this right here, we about to start the sports and news section.
All right.
You better know that, man. It's Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. We starting the sport and news section. This ain't even our section, man. This these men's section. You know, I just gotta say the name, but this they shit. Believe that, man. So that's how we kicking this off, man. What you got for the people today, Mike? What you got for them, Quan? My nigga.
Just our views on what sports what's going on in sports.
Damn right, right, man. You just
might
kicking
not be right
kicking
for everybody, but it's right for us.
Hey, how you feel? What they talking about? You know what I mean? You let them debate you after, but right now we don't give a damn.
So how what y'all feel about man? How y'all feel about LeBron bringing the title home?
Oh,
I congratulate the man. He showed and proved a lot. He did a lot. Being in that bubble was hard for him.
Yeah.
They couldn't see their families for a long time, and they put it down.
So that what did the? To me, like I ain't no sports head. You know, I'm on some street shit. What the hell did the bubble mean?
Basically, they was quarantined from everybody.
They couldn't see their family for while they were in there.
Are you shitting
until
me?
Until they got to the final,
the second round.
So that was like some gladiator shit. Like,
yeah, because you know you can't get no pussy, no none of that.
You can't see them, none of it.
And if you left out of there to do something,
yeah.
You had to have negative tests for so long before you come back on the court and play.
It was like 10, 14
days. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, they had to quarantine for 14 days.
So that's what the bubble meant.
Yeah.
Because I kept hearing him say the bubble. Yeah. So what the fuck is the bubble?
Yeah, that's the bubble.
That's
crazy.
They
even kicked somebody out the bubble.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because he was, he had one of the trainers come up to his room. But I don't understand it because if she's giving the test, you see what I'm saying? She got to be free. So I don't, you know.
What the hell? What the hell they kicking out the bubble for?
Came up with look, wasn't scheduled and everything, showed up in his room.
What I think it was because he wasn't really a big name and they wanted to make an example out of him.
That's what it was.
Okay. Hey, look, so do you think this was one of the toughest championships to obtain?
I'm not going to say it was one of the most grinding, I would think. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess, because I wouldn't say tough just because of the route that they took, but definitely as far as the mental,
it
takes mental toughness and all of that.
The competition he faced in the playoffs wasn't the toughest,
but the mental that it took to stay engaged, irregardless of who you play in, is still tough.
Not be able to see your family for that.
Right, life.
And you couldn't get them drained,
bro. You know that shit's like motor. You couldn't drain them.
For 3 months, you know.
Damn,
what I mean? You
that's gotta, like, yo, I gotta beat there, these niggas so I can go home and beat the box.
Yeah, right. You ain't get no phones for 3 months.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't know that shit. That shit's serious.
Yeah,
you gotta win.
Hey, you couldn't make no throat babies for 3 months.
Nothing throat babies.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you know some
same
of them
hard heads.
Yeah,
every day.
You know some of them sorry teams couldn't wait to get up out the bubble.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
It was like, give me on a 1 week.
Man, give me the hell home. Shit, man.
I'm gonna say this. I was more impressed, though, actually, with how Jimmy Butler played than I was with LeBron.
I have to agree.
You was impressed?
With Jimmy Butler being?
You was impressed and losing?
that man left it all on the court.
Damn.
He left it on the court.
He left it all on the court.
Even the W.
Hey, look. I was impressed with his effort, but at the end of the day, he still got a finals loss on his resume.
Yeah, he got it on his resume.
Jimmy Butler good.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Bucket.
Jimmy Butler.
He had a 40-point triple-double and a 35-point triple-double in the finals against LeBron.
Talk your shit,
with no help.
Talk your shit.
He had no help.
The leading scorer on the team was out.
Yeah.
The big man was out for 3 of the 4 games, 4 of the 5. So he was basically out there doing it all on his own.
Okay.
And took him 6 games. LeBron had Anthony Davis, one of the top 3 or 4 players in the NBA.
Pop your shit.
And Anthony Davis had LeBron.
Yeah.
You did both ways, like.
So, I ain't saying I'm impressed with him losing.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the effort and the grit and grind that man gave.
I think we said right here on this show.
They said 5.
Was it 2 weeks ago when we said right on this show?
I said 5 games.
Yeah, it was sweet. Like, how did he even get my?
Yeah, how did he get here?
Sweet.
Yeah, and that's why that was impressive. Jimmy Butler wheeled him for 2 wins.
Okay.
By himself, pretty much.
That was the only way he could get the win. It was 35 and a triple-double or better. If he wasn't doing that, he won't win.
He won't win. It won't win.
After the second game, he looked like Fred Sampson walking out from the press conference the way he was moving.
Yep. That's when I was like, uh-oh, they might be in a little bit of trouble.
The next game they come out, he gave it all. They didn't have nothing.
Shit.
They got beat down in the final.
In the damn way.
Hey, man, we're going to shift gears, you know what I'm saying? We got some grueling games this week, you know, matchup of future Hall of Famers. And we just want to know, you know, we got the Packers versus the Bucks. Who do y'all have in this game? The Packers are 4-0. The Bucks are 3-2. Who y'all got? And who do you think is a better quarterback? Brady or that bad man they call Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh,
got the Packers.
Okay.
For the win.
For the win.
Woo!
I'm going to go with that, too.
And Aaron Rodgers is definitely a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
I'm going to go. Aaron Rodgers is more talented quarterback than Tom Brady
is a better quarterback.
He's had a better career.
He had a better career.
Yeah, he got a better career.
Because what's his record in the Super Bowl?
6-3.
Now what's Aaron Rodgers? 1-0. Should he have more Super Bowls?
No.
Aaron Rodgers?
He should. They was 15-1 that year.
Oh, shit. Quan said no.
They was 15-1 that year and let Eli Manning come into Lambeau Field and beat him.
Yeah. How many times has Aaron Rodgers lost while their defense is giving up 38 points or more?
A lot.
Like, if Aaron Rodgers was playing with the Patriots, so they would have about 8 to 10 Super Bowls right now.
It'd be hard to argue with that. Okay. But he should have 2. The year they was 15-1, they should have never lost Eli Manning in Lambeau Field that year.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah. But at least Eli did go make up for it.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But I would have to concur.
Okay.
So I concur.
What about the Browns and Steelers game? That's the bust the head open with the helmet game right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be interesting to see how they interact with that man after what happened last year. This is the first time they played since then. That's going to be interesting to see. what Pittsburgh does with him out there on the field.
Because he's coming back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, that happened in Pittsburgh, right?
Still a Nation is a bounty on his head.
Oh, man, you put the bounty on his head.
The bounty on his head.
I'm going to drink it out.
I think the Steelers popped the most shit in the NFL. Yeah. The Steelers popped the most shit
they do.
In the NFL, man.
Yeah.
You can't even take it, but you can't take that away from them. They popped the most shit.
So what y'all got to score, and who do y'all got winning?
27-23 Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. I don't think they're going to score that much. Little team.
What you got?
Grind out. I'm going to say 21-17.
21-17.
These niggas sports heads, man.
I don't know if Baker Mayfield even going to play.
Yeah, because he got some bruised ribs, right?
Yeah, they talk that shit about Baker Mayfield. Yeah,
if he don't play, it's going to be a tough battle for Cleveland.
But I'm already expecting him to play.
Okay. He's going to try. He's going to do it. He's going to give everything.
Until they hurt his ass. Yeah, because you know, this is like a rivalry game anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely a rivalry game.
What happened last year.
Yeah.
Cleveland so trying to make a statement.
That's right.
You got to stop him from making a statement.
Miles Garrett's having a monster year. So
yeah, he is. He tore our tail up.
Yeah, he's having
a monster. He definitely did. You know, we're going to shift to the Monday night game. We got the 4-1 Chiefs against the 4-1 Bills. Who do y'all got and why? I mean, you know, this is a great matchup of young quarterbacks.
Josh Allen's having a monster season.
Okay, is he in the MVP debate, in the conversation?
Not right now, because there's too much going on from other quarterbacks doing too much to put him in there. Good season he's having.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are basically separating themselves from everybody else with the seasons they're having.
Okay.
But Josh Allen's having a great season.
That's correct.
But I'm going to go with Kansas City, because they
got what score?
Mahomes.
28-24, Kansas City.
They're going to win on the last drive.
No, I think Buffalo's going to close the gap at the end.
That's
what I think.
Okay.
Before Le'Veon Bell's not playing this week, but he opens up a lot of things.
They do got Le'Veon Bell. They took him up off the waiver wire.
He's not going to be able to play this week, but next week he opens up a lot of things.
The Jets dropped him.
Yeah.
The Jets did drop Le'Veon.
Yeah, they dropped Le'Veon.
Chiefs win. That shit hurt him. 24.
Okay. We're going to shift gears again. We got the biggest game in the SEC.
Maybe in college football this year, in the regular season. Maybe.
We got number 3 Georgia. Heading to Tuscaloosa. Ooh.
Alabama.
To play the Crimson Tide.
Down south, that's monster.
That's epic. That might be one of the most Georgia and Alabama. Come on, man. Roll Tide.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's who you got? They gonna roll it now?
They gonna roll, hard to but it's gonna be a good niggas, game. Man. But they'll win by about 7 to 4 points somewhere along there.
If Nick Saban can't coach, I don't know.
That's right, because he got the COVID.
Yeah, well, he tested negative twice. Right. Just one more time, negative test today, he can coach.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But if he don't get the coach, they might not win.
He makes a big difference on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because he'll get it on coach's tail.
Yeah.
Right there on the sideline. He'll get
in the player.
And the player. He'll get right in their tail.
Yeah.
He'll get right in their tail right there.
But the
on national TV.
To him he's got the track record to be able to do that.
Okay. We're going to shift gears again to the NC National League Championship Series and the American League Championship Series. We got the Atlanta Braves versus the LA Dodgers. Today at 4:30, game 6. Who y'all got?
Dodgers.
Because Atlanta was up 2-0.
I got the Dodgers.
Right, Mike? Yep. Y'all was up 2-0.
Yep.
It's 3-2 now.
One of the Dodgers.
But they didn't got back to the starting pitchers that got them up 2-0 tonight.
Okay.
They had the two starters, one of fresh two. Freeze coming back tonight.
Okay.
I believe they're going to pull it off and end it tonight with him.
Who?
The Braves, yeah.
Y'all gonna
I think so.
Y'all playing at tonight? Where they playing at tonight?
Well, they all in Arlington, Texas.
All 4 teams.
The two National League teams all in the Texas, the two American League teams in San Diego.
Now where they gonna play the World Series at? They gonna be in one, they gonna be in a bubble?
Yeah, it's all gonna be, I can't remember where it's at, but it's all 7 games. It's in California, I think.
So who you got, Quan?
I have the Dodgers tonight.
Okay.
I think the Braves win a game 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who you got, Mike, for the... Oh, you already said
it. Yeah, I said, I think the Braves gonna... If the Braves don't close it out tonight, it's gonna be... Anything can happen in the game 7.
Okay. Okay, this is it. This right here, this is like the finale. So we had to raise up 3-0 in the series. Now the Astros then fought back and then tied it 3-3. Tomorrow is game 7. Who y'all got?
I'm going Tampa, Houston.
You going, because they got momentum,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they done took the Tampa Rays, the Rays soul, and then just will. You up 3-0.
Yeah.
And lose 3 games in a row. And had a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
The dude called.
So, nigga, this is baseball.
Yeah.
He called and told. Yeah. He told his manager he was getting ready to walk out there and end it.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did it. And then they come back the next game and make the clutch hits. I think Houston, and I will say this, if Houston wins this and makes it to the World Series, all that stuff they talked about, them cheating last year,
yeah,
it kind of,
yeah.
It's kind of washed away, because they didn't cheat this year because people were watching them.
Yeah.
That kind of puts a damper on the big fuss they made about it, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, who you got winning the game, like Kwan?
I got the Rays, because cheating never prospers.
And that's true.
Karma
that's true.
Is coming.
Okay, so who y'all got in the World Series? Y'all got the Braves against the Rays, Kwan,
uh-huh.
And you got the Braves.
Astros.
And who you got?
I gotta stick with my Braves.
Okay, yeah.
They ain't won. Atlanta ain't won a championship in 25 years, and that was the Braves in '95. So that city's due, especially okay. The way the Falcons be blowing things up.
Okay. And Kwan, who you got?